try to defend the idiocy of the Biden administration every day. And that's really difficult to do when you got a 58% disapproval rating, even by CNN.
Look, I'm just going to say.
I think it's Fauci.
He's probably.
I think it's Fauci.
Well,
I think he's the most annoying
Democrat. I think of him as the worst person in America, not the worst Democrat.
Yeah.
But, you know, Jen Psaki, indoor scarf, some white claws. I'm sure she's fun company. Anyway.
You and the scarves.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Inflation under our current administration is at 40-year highs. Everything is more expensive. Cars, gas, groceries, housing. Cost of living increases are really burdening Americans.
Which is why you need to find areas in your life where you can save money, and your wireless bill's one of them. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, they overcharge you for the same service you could be getting from Pure Talk for a fraction of the cost. That's why we're customers and why you should be one too.
And listen to this. The more lines you have, the more you save. Right now, you can get four lines, talk, text, and data for just $64. That's not per line. That's total. That's how the average family is saving over $800 a year.
So do this. Go to puretalk.com, find the plan that's right for you. Then for this month only, enter promo code PureTalk, and you'll save an additional 25% for your first 3 months. That's puretalk.com, promo code PureTalk. That's puretalk.com, promo code PureTalk. Do it today.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. Early in his presidency, Donald Trump told the nations of NATO, America first. Uncle Sam is tired of spending more for your defense than you spend on your defense. They all got mad, and our lamestream media attacked him for destroying NATO. But the NATO nations got the message and began to increase their defense spending. They are still not where they should be, but with the Russian bear growling with hunger, they are now much better prepared to deal with the bear than they were before Trump. Remember the Cuban Missile Crisis? Putin has a valid point. Negotiating from a position of power with a unified voice is far better than divided and weak. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 369-1321, QHALV.com, 369-1321.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Day four of that truck blockade at a key bridge connecting Detroit to Windsor, Ontario. And we're now beginning to hear from frustrated automakers waiting for car parts.
The Freedom Truck Convoy, as it's called, is a protest of Canada's COVID restrictions. It's blocking the routine flow of traffic at the busiest U.S.-Canada border crossing, the Ambassador Bridge between Detroit and Windsor, Ontario. Ford, Toyota, and GM have shut down plants or otherwise limited production because they can't get the parts they say they need. Ford says this hurts customers, auto workers, suppliers, communities, and companies on both sides of the border. Windsor, Canada's mayor says they haven't removed the protesters because they don't want to inflame things, but he said they won't let the protest go on indefinitely. I'm Rita Foley.
Also at townhall.com, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Democrats' spending policies are to blame for the rise in inflation.
It's like this. Democratic policies have created an inflation riptide that is forcing families and small businesses to swim as fast as they possibly can just to avoid getting sucked out to sea.
McConnell says even though wages are up, inflation is giving working Americans a pay cut. For the 12 months ending in January, inflation amounted to 7.5%, the fastest year-over-year pace since 1982. States are being given the go-ahead to build a nationwide network of electric vehicle charging stations. This plan would place new or upgraded stations every 50 miles along interstate highways. Stocks continue to look very bad. All three major indexes now down well over 1%. More at townhall.com.
Senior roles you in a recurring automated text message. Just message and data rates may apply.
Jen, Happy New Year! It's so great to see you guys.
You too, Sarah.
I hope this isn't weird, but wow, Sam looks really good.
A little weird, but thanks.
Seriously, what's his secret?
He's taking Nugenix, and he loves it.
The testosterone booster you see on TV?
Yes, it's really amazing. I read up on it, and the patented key ingredient, Testofen, helps boost free testosterone levels to trim up and stay lean.
John's gotta try it.
He should. It's easy. Just text and get a complimentary bottle. John will be happy. You did. Nugenix helps increase lean muscle so you feel stronger with more energy and endurance. And you'll like it too, if you know what I mean.
Ooh, how do I order again?
Just send them a text.
Text BOSS to 231231 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BOSS to 231231. That's BOSS to 231231.
They're the Vegas dream team of criminal defense attorneys, Craig Hendricks and Frank Como. Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit. The other, chief of the Homicide Unit. Together, they're committed to you and your rights. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. I've always been your conservative choice on the Las Vegas City Council. Whether during my time on the council or in the state legislature, I've always been a proven fighter for low taxes and limited government, earning an award from the American Conservative Union for my work defending the taxpayers. That is why I'm asking for your vote, so I can continue my fight to keep taxes low, limit government, and keep our neighborhoods safe, paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ Newsflash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Las Vegas police say they expect to make more arrests in the battery case involving New Orleans Saints running back Alvin Kamara. The NFL running back was arrested Sunday afternoon, shortly after playing in the Pro Bowl at Allegiant Stadium. Police say Kamara was able to play in the game because it took detectives hours to positively identify him on surveillance video as one of the men beating Darnell Green at the Cromwell Saturday morning. The NFL said its security team did exactly what it was asked to do by the Metro Police. With prices at the pump on the rise, some U.S. senators, including Nevada's delegation, are calling for the suspension of the federal gas taxes for the rest of the year. The measure from Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona and Maggie Hassan of New Hampshire could prove to be popular during an election year. Nevada Senators Catherine Cortez Masto and Jackie Rosen, they have signed on as co-sponsors of that bill, which would suspend the federal gas tax of 18.4 cents per gallon. That money normally goes into a trust fund, which pays for highway construction projects and public transportation.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
A quick observation of the traffic cams right now, a little bit after 12 o'clock noon. Moderate flows on Interstate 15 right now, south at Sahara, northbound at Hacienda. And bumper-to-bumper flows already through the downtown Spaghetti Bowl and Interstate 515, both directions between Main and Eastern.
Gather round. I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. Happy days are here again because the mask mandate is no more. It was eliminated by the governor just after 10 o'clock for everybody, with the exception of medical folks, TSA at the airport, flying on airplanes, things like that. And by the way, for the schools, students and teachers are absolved, and that begins not immediately, but begins tomorrow. They didn't want to have folks right in the middle of class taking off their masks and doing whatever they were going to do with them. This is a great day. It was back on July 30th that we were thrown into this whole mask mandate. But it's no more. Megan Barth has been following this story from the very beginning. She is the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com and ReaganBabe.com, and she joins us. Megan, a lot of folks doing a hallelujah. Are you satisfied by what happened today with the governor?
Yes and no. This has been a long time coming. This whole entire charade of masking in order to prevent viral transmission and infection was exactly that. It was a charade. It was not based in medical science. The decision was based in political science. We know that now. How do we know that? Because the data is on our side. When Governor Sisolak back in July reinstituted the mask policy, we actually had more cases at that time, less cases at that time than we do now. So if it was a matter of cases and not politics, well, then we should still be under a mask mandate. One thing, and why this was disappointing today, on the flip side, is that he refuses to relinquish his emergency powers. Because he claimed in an answer when asked about emergency directives and whether or not he's going to relinquish his never-ending emergency authority, he said that, no, we're still in a state of emergency. Well, what is it, Governor? Where's the emergency? Under this emergency that we've been living under and suffering under for the last 2 years while masked, all of a sudden you're taking the masks off and yet still declaring an emergency?
Yeah. I agree with you. There was a lot that I saw in that news conference that I did not like. The one thing I did like, obviously, is that we are free from the mask mandate pretty much across the board. Let me just ask you, because there was one question towards the end of the news conference where they did ask, is this politically motivated or science-based? And he was very, very strong on no, this is not politically based, this is science based. Do you believe him?
Well, show me the science.
Yeah,
I just quoted the data. The data supports that it was politically motivated, whether you're looking at the data related to cases or whether you're looking at the polling data related to popularity. Governor Sisolak admitted today in the press conference that the masks were hurting the economy. And the last thing you want to do, if you are a politician in power and seeking re-election, is to hurt the economy. Because it's all about the economy, stupid, as the old saying goes. So this was, since the beginning, politically motivated, politically mandated, and politically driven. It was never driven by science. It was never driven by the data. And it was never driven by common sense. This emergency mandate that he has been operating under for now 2 years, which the Democrats, by the way, refused to take up a bill ending this emergency authority, this never-ending emergency authority, which has been applied to a pandemic, specifically to children, where they have a 99.98% chance of survival. Thankfully, I hear, and I don't know if this has been confirmed in the last half an hour, the Clark County School District is finally going to unmask and stop abusing children.
That is great. In fact,
that's supposed to come at the end of today.
Yeah, and those that have not been following the story, everybody is under this thing, but effective immediately, the mask mandate is gone, except for teachers, students, staff at school districts, because they are in until tomorrow. So beginning at 12:01 a.m., they can get rid of the masks.
Which makes absolutely no sense, right?
Well, his rationale was, I didn't want somebody in the middle of class to all of a sudden get a text and go, oh my God, we can all take off our masks. So he said, tomorrow for you guys.
Why aren't our children, who have a 99.98% chance of survival, allowed to take off their masks when all of us adults are?
Yeah.
I was just at a public mall. Okay, I walked into the store at 9:59. It was a coffee bean. Okay, the woman asked where my mask was. I said, I don't have one. So she, of course, offered me one, which I hung around my ear. And then I ordered my coffee. I go out. I have a meeting. 2 hours later, I exit the meeting. It's 11 o'clock. I walk into another store, and no one's wearing masks, including the employees. Why can't our children do the same?
I agree with you.
It's because he's beholden to the teachers' unions. He's beholden to the teachers' unions and the bureaucracy of the CCSD, which is a miserable failure. A miserable failure. They have a $5 billion budget in CCSD, and they have less than a 50% graduation rate and literacy rate.
Well, I can tell you this. There will be, over the next 12 hours, a lot of stories written and done on TV and radio about the reaction to the move by the governor today. My only question is, now that we've done away with the mask mandate, what about the vaccine mandate? When does that go? Any thoughts?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, right? So students don't have to be vaccinated to attend the college. That's according, thankfully, to our trustees who deadlocked on that decision. But the faculty and staff have to be vaccinated at our colleges. The same applies for other businesses across the state. State employees that have exemptions from the vaccine have to pay for weekly testing and an insurance surcharge, which, according to my source at UNR, is costing their family over $600 a month in testing and insurance surcharge fees.
That's wrong. That is wrong
and
in so many ways.
And she has an exemption.
What do you think will happen? The governor said, hey, if people do want to continue to wear masks, if they feel safer, if they have autoimmune disease, they have any number of things, they can still do this. What do you think companies will do? Will they do the corporate good thing and let people out of this, or will they keep them in a mask mandate?
Well, I'll be curious. I'm actually going to, I have a dinner tonight down on the Las Vegas Strip, and so I will see how this is impacting the employees, specifically the bartenders, the waitresses, and we'll see if, MGM is going to keep the mask mandate, but under no authority do they have the right to do so. There is no more mandate. So unless they're going to write their own policy as a condition for employment, they're certainly not being protected by the state in order to prolong this ridiculous, ineffective, abusive mandate.
More coming up from Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com and the NevadaGlobe.com. I was just on there earlier today. There's always something new there. It's really, really good. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border, and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Most people think all short-term lenders are the same, and for the most part, they're right. But those people have not discovered how quick, easy, safe, and inexpensive it is to get a signature loan at the DLC.
Dollar Loan Center. Dollar Loan Center. Dollar Loan Center.
At Dollar Loan Center, you can get a signature loan up to $5,000 in just minutes, and you don't need a checking account or collateral. It's easy to qualify, and you only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. That's different, way different. If you already have a loan at one of those payday companies, we can really help. Give us a call, and we'll show you how much you can save by borrowing from us and paying off your other loans. Spoiler alert, it's a lot of money, sometimes over half. We love to say yes, give credit line increases, and we report your positive history to your credit.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and to enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
On a great day, here in the state of Nevada. It is the day that our governor unmasked Nevada. It began on July 30th, okay? And it ends today, tomorrow, for the teachers and staff and students in the Clark County School District. Simply put, this is a very, very good turn of events. Is it good enough to save the governor from a re-election defeat? Let's check in with Megan Barth, the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com and from ReaganBabe.com. Megan, let me ask you, how much good will this do the governor, or is it too late for that?
Well, there's two issues at hand here, Kevin. One, his popularity is not all that great. I take my own polls. I don't necessarily trust the polls published by the Nevada Independent. You know, when I talk to hardworking people on the strip and off the strip, small business owners, and I talk to a lot of people, Democrats, socialists, et cetera, no one's been happy for the last 2 years, specifically the parents. When we look at Virginia and we're with Youngkin's win, who put him over the top were suburban mothers. The suburban housewives who went in 2020, a majority of them voted for Biden. Now we are seeing a shift where a majority of them are giving Republicans wins on school boards, in governorships. And so if we see this shift in Nevada, of the moms who are teed off at what their children have suffered through for the last 2 years, it doesn't matter how many radical Democrats either cheat or get to the polls or mail in multiple ballots. There will be there's an expected red wave. But the red wave is going to build because of disenchanted, pissed off parents who come out in mass to vote, unlike they voted before. When we look at the data from registration numbers, we see that over 3,000 Democrats in Nevada have left the Democrat Party per their registration numbers. Now, that doesn't seem like a lot, but if that number keeps growing and growing, that is the canary in the coal mine, so to speak. On top of that, we have this new AB, 361, I think it is, or 321 bill that allowed for ballot harvesting.
Yep.
Like, they were doing that before, okay? But what they were doing that when it was illegal. Ballot harvesting was just illegal a year ago. It was a felony, and now all of a sudden it's legal. So the Democrats already figured out ballot harvesting long before they made it legal. So they're going to ballot harvest like crazy. However, like I said, they might not be able to harvest enough based on the tsunami that is predicted come November.
And now we have news. In fact, even John Ralston is saying that there is a trend out there against the Democrats. I don't see how they can survive it. And now you've got these new inflation numbers that are through the roof, including January's consumer price index rocketed to 7.5%. But in the mountain region where we are, it's 9%. People are feeling it.
Oh, absolutely. They're feeling it. I'm feeling it. And if I'm feeling it, I know, you know, everyone's feeling it. The hard working class of Nevada, who are the engines of our economy, our hospitality, our resource economy, they are feeling it the worst because they have to drive to work, so they're paying extraordinary amounts for a gallon of gas. They have to put food on their table for their families. We are seeing a drastic increase in prices for groceries, everyday goods. Some people are paying double of what they paid a year ago. And the taxes are never enough for the Democrats. Okay, the Democrats believe they can tax our way into prosperity. And the thing is that when you're a millionaire or a billionaire or a multimillionaire, you're not necessarily feeling these these incremental costs. Like 9% to you is like, you know, so I'm paying 9% more for my groceries. The people that the Democrats hurt the most are the working class, because the millionaires and the billionaires